Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you today for the power and the authority of your word. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch every person that will listen to this program. I pray that you will touch every person who's teaching on this program, Lord, that our concerns will be to glorify you through the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We just thank you, Lord, for saving us. We thank you for allowing Jesus to die on a cross for us. And we thank you for resurrecting him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn over to Brother Shannon at this time.
Yes, I'm going to be in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. So go with me in your Bible to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul, he was the one that wrote this to the church of Ephesus, he said, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now notice this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. So it tells us here who Apostle Paul is serving. And notice this. There's something very important here. By the will of God. He wasn't what you call a self-proclaimed apostle. But it says he was an apostle by the will of God. Now, the Bible goes on three chapters after that, and it talks about the fivefold ministry, apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. You got a lot of people that put titles in front of their names, but the question is, are they doing the work of an apostle? Are they doing the work of a true prophet or evangelist or a pastor or a teacher? Here, Apostle Paul, he was an apostle of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul was also the one that said, follow me as I follow Christ. He said, by the will of God. It was God that called him, and God that called him and set him in the office of the apostle. He said, to the saints which are at Ephesus. This is who he's writing to here. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So he's talking to the faithful, and we are to be faithful. As a matter of fact, when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He's not going to say, well done, you good and anointed person, but he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful. And he says here, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father. So we know where grace comes from, and we know where peace comes from. It comes from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. Now notice here in verse 3, he said, blessed. That word blessed means empowered to prosper. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. Notice that. Not going to bless us. Who hath blessed us. Past tense. With all spiritual blessings, in the plural, in heavenly places in Christ. Notice three times in this verse it says we are blessed. So the Holy Spirit, speaking through Apostle Paul, saying we are blessed three times here. Now notice this, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, these benefits found in the Word of God belongs to every child of God. But you must know about them, and you must claim them, and you must receive them in order to reap the benefits from them. Verse 4 says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now notice this. According as he hath chosen us in him. Did you know that we've been chosen by God? He handpicked us, if you will, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. That means we're set apart. And notice this, without blame. That is how we are to be as Christians, without blame, before him in love. Now, we're blameless because of the blood of Jesus, because of the finished work of the cross of Calvary. He says in verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We've been adopted. In other words, we belong to the family of Satan. But God, through his love, through his son Jesus, adopted us. Another word, we've been redeemed. That word redeemed means we've been bought back with the blood of Jesus. He said, having predestinated us, we've been predestined unto the adoption. We're adopted by our heavenly Father. Abba, Father. The word Abba means daddy. He is our loving heavenly Father. We've been adopted. We're adopted. The adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It was his will that he done this. He said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. He calls us his beloved. Not only are we chosen, not only are we blessed, not only are we adopted, but we've been accepted in the beloved. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood. That's the blood of Jesus. The forgiveness of sins. The only way that we can be forgiven of sins is because of the blood of Jesus. According to the riches of his grace. That is the grace of God. God's riches. His grace is rich toward everyone. He said, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Notice that. He has. It's a done deal. He's already done it. Did you know Jesus has done everything he's going to do? He is now seated at the right hand of the Father. In other words, all these benefits belong to us. They're found in the Word of God. They're in Christ. But you must read the Word of God. And you must study the Word of God for yourself and claim these benefits. He said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. What is the will of God? The Word of God is the will of God. You want to know the will of God? Then know the Word of God. You want to know the voice of God? It's the Word of God. When you open the Word of God, it is the mouth of God speaking to us. He said, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. That is good pleasure. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. If you're going to get any benefits, it's going to be because of being in Christ. He said that in the dispensation, we're now in the dispensation of grace. He said that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. Notice it, both which are in heaven and which are in earth and in him. Verse 11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Not only are we blessed, not only are we adopted, not only are we accepted, not only are we chosen, not only do we have an inheritance, but the Bible says here, it says we have an inheritance. We are an heir with God, and we're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Everything that belongs to God belongs to his children. He said, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Beloved, we have an inheritance in God that we should be to the praise of his glory. Did you know God gets glory when he blesses his children who first trusted in Christ? Make sure that we're trusting in Christ. He said, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. The word of God is the gospel of our salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, notice this, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, and I'll close with verse 14. He says, which is the earnest of our inheritance. That word inheritance is again, until the redemption of the purchased possession. We have been purchased. We have been redeemed. We have been bought with the greatest price, and that is the price of the blood of the Lamb, unto the praise of his glory. This is the reason that we praise our Heavenly Father. It's because of the great benefit that's found in the Word of God. Well, God is a good God, and you've heard the Word tonight, and I'm going to turn it back over to my brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that message. God is good to us, and he wants us to be good to others. Praise God. He is good. how gracious our God is. What a mighty God we serve. And I just want to thank God tonight for Jesus Christ dying on a cross and resurrecting from the dead. That seals our salvation. I want to look at something in Ephesians, the second chapter, starting at verse 1. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. In other words, he quickened us. He brought us alive. God, the Garden of Eden was kind of like heaven on earth. So Adam had the same authority that God the Father has. When he was operating like God in the Garden of Eden, he was put in charge of the earth. He was in charge of everything. And I just want you to know, God made Adam like himself to rule over this earth. So when Adam fell, God brought Jesus to planet earth, born of a virgin, of the seed of God. The Holy Spirit overshadows Mary, and she's impregnated with the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus got baptized, the Holy Spirit came up on him when he came up out of the water. And God says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So here was Jesus born into the world, stripped himself of his godly powers, and then took on those godly powers when the Holy Spirit came up on him. This is the same thing that happens in our lives. When we are born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, inside of our born-again spirits. And I just want you to know that gives us the same authority on earth as Adam had in the Garden of Eden. That is good news. So we start bringing the environment of heaven to earth. We start bringing the environment of heaven to earth. That's what happens. That's what Jesus did. He brought the lifestyle of heaven to earth, even though he was walking in the flesh. But inside of that flesh was heaven. The kingdom of God is inside of us. So when we get born again, we are in the environment of heaven. That's why we need to renew our minds back to the same mindset that Adam had before he sinned. Because the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, says, who can instruct God? And then it says, we have the mind of Christ. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And every Christian ought to be able to say that in their lives. As you grow in the things of God, you ought to be able to say, if you've seen me, you see my Father. We are the lights of the world. Remember that. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So it's very important that we understand that. And then he says, among whom We all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We were just like the people now. Yeah, we were just like them. Amen. We had the same mindset. Our hearts were darkened because we didn't know God. And then he says right here, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. He brought us into one with Christ. Can you imagine that? Being one with Christ. And then he says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are in heavenly places. So we need to learn how to live in heaven and bring that attitude, that atmosphere, that environment to earth as we live for the Lord. And then he says right here that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So I want you to know, before we came to planet Earth, God had already chosen us, had already elected us to be his sons and daughters. That is good news. That is good news. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. But I can rejoice that God has brought us back, has given us life. Praise God. After this song, I'll let Sister Mary bring the message. made in love. Sister Mary?
Oh, yes.
Glad to have you on tonight. Bless
you. Yes. Wonderful and beautiful to be in this world and to know the Lord. It's just every day is more and more amazing. And I thank Almighty God for bringing me to a place where that I can see His joy, His peace, and walk in the things that He died for. And I love Him for it. And I hope there's things that I can say or do to whoever that might be listening that will prick their ear or help them to remember this word of God. Tonight, we just went through Easter, and to Easter means that Jesus came on this earth for us, and he went, and the people on this earth took him and turned against him and killed him. We know, but you know, when Jesus came on this earth, he had a message for us. He brought a message to all of us, and that message was that repent, every one of you. And to repent means that we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God, and we have to repent and be sorry for our sins, so that Christ, who went through all the things that he just went through on yesterday for us to save us, might be true. So I'm going to start with Matthew 24th chapter and verse 21. And I am following the Spirit on this, praise God. And I hope that there'll be someone that will understand and remember that Christ is coming back and that we have to be ready to go. We can't get ready to go. We have to be ready.
Amen.
Matthew 24:21. But then shall be great tribulation, such as wars, not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. In other words, now, we are in this time, it is now, there's tribulations and times. We know that there's a part of it that God is going to come and take his saints away. We know that, but that's in God's time. We don't know when that's going to be, and it's none of our business. Our job is to be ready when he comes. In other words, if you're not ready, it's too late to do anything but go. And really and truly, I hope with my heart and my desire is that I stay ready. And that is my life, that I want to go with him. I want to be with him. And him who lives in me, I want to go where he died and where he went to prepare for me. I want to go. And except these days shall be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, these days shall be shortened. And we can see that we've been used to the terror and the fighting and the wars being on some other land. But now, this same thing is coming to our own doors where we are. They want us to fear and be afraid to go out of our own door. And they want us to hate one another so we can separate one another from this love of Christ. And that time is now. It is a time for preparation now to decide where you're going to spend eternity. Have you ever really thought about if you went out of here, where would you spend eternity? And yes, on this earth, there are valuable things, there are invaluable things, there are people that love us and will always love us, there are people who hate us and have always hated us. No, this is really important. The most important thing is that Christ loved us enough to die for us. And he came down here and became the Word for us so that we might be saved. And it's about Jesus Christ. It's not about us. We're down here tossed to and fro. And we're tossed to and fro mostly because that's what we choose. We'll choose fro rather than to Christ. Most of us have not learned when you ask somebody something, you walk up to somebody and you've never seen the Lord. How are you today? And they'll start their sentence with something negative that God hasn't done or something that the devil has done. And no glory to God. Nowhere in them you can stand there and talk to them or the people that you have known in your life and lived and grown up with. And when you greet them, there's no glory to God about anything. It's about a complaint or something that don't suit them. Well, God didn't make this world to suit you. He made it to suit himself. And he fixed it all before he left. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it or not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall the coming of the sun be. In other words, Christ is coming back. He's coming back. We don't know when he's coming back. So we need to be ready. And what does need to be ready mean? Instead of my judging you and digging up all the dead stuff that was dead when it started, we need to be glorifying Jesus. We need to be praising God. We need to be teaching our children, the people that don't know about Jesus. We need to be teaching him. This is why he lets us go through and delivers us from so many things. Is because he wants us able to have a testimony to somebody else to know he saved me. He can do it again. He'll save you too. But whosoever the carcass is, there will be eagles to gather together. In other words, even the dead, it won't be nobody to bury you, but it'll be eagles out there and birds and whatnot. God has it all taken care of. And the earthly things are not important. It's the spiritual things that are important. It's the spirit that's going to live forever. So where are you going to spend eternity? Immediately after the tribulation of these days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth moan. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And this is why he died, because he's coming back here after his children. He shall send his angels with a great sound of trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches is yet tender and pulleth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So that guys be, when you see all these things, know is nigh even at the door. In other words, Christ is coming. It's even at the door. We don't know whether we're going to whether we're going to wake up in the morning or not. It's not promised that we do. We need to have our bags packed. We need to be desert babies. We need to be on the move. And what does on the move mean? I don't mean necessarily traveling from place to place. But we're talking about being ready to go with Jesus when he comes. We're talking about it's too late now. It's too late to do anything other than go with him. And, Lord, we want to be ready. And let us Christians, Lord, that love you, let us honestly pray for one another. Let us believe, Lord God, that your word will do what it says it will. And let us glorify God. And let us teach other people how to glorify the Lord, glorify the Lord Jesus, that made it possible for us to see the tree of life. Because there's no tree of life on this earth. These earthly things down here are going to vanish. There's going to be nothing down here left. Because only things that are the world of the Word of God is going to be left. And if we don't know the Word of God and we haven't walked in it, we won't be a part of it. And the thing about it is that we can't do these things that we're speaking of ourselves. The Spirit of God in us has to do these things. But we have to be willing to surrender in our hearts the life that Christ wants us to be. Surrender our own desires and things of this world, our love for things in this world that are not godly. Turn them loose. It don't mean he takes them away. It just means that they don't rule you anymore. And a lot of times when we don't take things too seriously, he'll give you more of it, especially if it's not harmful. But then when it becomes your God instead of him, it can't last because he's not going to have, he's a jealous God. He'll separate you from it. You just separated yourself from him when you took on another Savior. You know, and the Antichrist is down here to give for us to take a substitute. He's down here for us to understand that the Bible is backwards, that what it says, it means the opposite. That's the Antichrist's job. And when we look at life and the way it is today, we know that the Antichrist, if he's not already here, he's already working here to show us things that are not godly. But he wants us to, we've got it backwards. In other words, we don't have to worry about keeping the word of God. Jesus died for us. Yes, he did die for you. But if you're not willing to walk in his word and to do and to follow and be obedient, then you're going to find yourself in a place that you don't want to be, and it's going to be too late. Because when he comes, we have to go. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. In other words, this word of God is true. It is true, every word of it. And you know, some of us go about and we're tearing pages out of our Bibles. We're skipping over this and skipping over that. Don't do that. The whole Bible was written for our sakes. And many people died and suffered for thousands of years just so that we could have the Word of God. But those were people who were obedient and who did what God said to. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Only God knows when he's coming back here. And you know, we have people who, you know, they promise us this and they promise us that, especially the Antichrist, when he wants you to, you know, he wants you, he tells you, you can save somebody else, but all the money that you do something for goes to him. And when you get to him, you never really see anything that he has done with it. He's not interested in the hunger of the people. And these days, surely, they are not interested in teaching the people about the blood of Jesus Christ and about the cross that he died on. And this is why he died, so that we could tell the people what Jesus did for us. And this is our job, to enlighten the people and to let them know that Jesus is Lord. He alone is he's King. He's the one with the power. Why? Because God gave it to him. In the days there were before the flood, they that were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until that day that Noah entered into the ark, when Noah was out there building on the ark for 120 years, they were laughing and sniggling at him and making fun of him and his family. And they were telling them that it's going to rain. We're telling them that the Christ is coming. They'd never seen rain, and they didn't believe it. But then when it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, they had no choice. And no, not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So let us open our mouth and tell the people about Christ. Let us glorify him. Let us walk in his word. And let us teach our children the word of God. Let's live in the word of God and be guided by him. So our children will have grounds to stand on, that they'll have a testimony and can help enlighten somebody else and our own seed and other people who do not know. Then shall be two be in the field, and one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Now Jesus is coming back here, like I said, and when he comes, it's too late, Lord. It is too late. And we'll go down here now to verse 50. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not to him, and in an hour that he shall not be aware of. In other words, we won't be aware, and we won't be looking, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. And he comes every day and takes people out of here. And most of those people were not concerned about where they were going to spend eternity. But his birth here on earth and his dying on the cross, his resurrection of life, his coming back here to get us was all for our sakes. It was all for us and for the love. It was a love of God, the love of God. In other words, when you've seen Christ, you've seen the love of God. Jesus became that word. He became this word and walked in it down here. And he left it for us. He came inside us, so we could understand what it means. And Lord God, today we thank you, Lord God, for your blood you shed on this cross, my Lord. We thank you for your blood that washed our sins away, Father. Lord, give us honest hearts and honest mind to repent and to be saved, to come unto you, Father. Come and surrender our lives so that we might be saved, Father God, so that we can go with you when we come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that message. We want to know that we are there. Right now. praise God. I give you my heart. That's what God wants. He wants our heart. Even when we get married, we need to give our hearts to our mates so we can have a victorious union with our mates. So I just want you to know, that I love you and that I care about you. You know, in the third chapter here in Ephesians, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. That's good news. It don't make any difference who you are or where you are. You can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are accepted by God into the kingdom of God. And I just know that one day the whole body of Christ will have the same message. Whosoever will, let him come. I just know that we will have that same message of love and kindness toward each other, so we can come together in the love of God. And I thank God for you tonight. And we'll go out on this song, since we just came out of the resurrection of Jesus. I don't call it Easter. I call it the resurrection of Jesus.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can know? Thank you.
want you to know as we leave the air, you need to know that Jesus lives inside of you. And when he lives inside of you, you don't have to worry about where you're going to spend eternity. May you experience the greatness of God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. May God bless you tonight, is my prayers. Good night.